the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. Yes.
Today we're heading to Cleveland, Ohio for the Craigslist Corral. I mean, you already know it's Craigslist Corral.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's lots of different
Clevelands. You're closing your eyes and pressing play. You know the episode's titled.
It's true.
Let's start off with, but we're going.
What section are
we? We're going to go into, at least to start off, we're going to go into the strictly platonic, which means you just want a friend.
Oh, yes. Well, listen. I mean, not every relationship has to be sexual, you know?
It's like, true.
I'm lonely, and it'd be cool to have somebody to hang out with. What do they have to say?
First one, can I suck your dick? Male for male, 22.
That is a friend. A friend in need is a friend indeed. That's what I always say.
What's up, world? I'm a young, black, athletic college student that enjoys sucking hot guys off as long as you're clean and attractive. Picks on Kick, so message me if you want. My Kick name is blah, 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 blah. Do people use Kick? I don't even know what the fuck that is.
You know what? Every once in a while, when I used to be in the dating websites, they'd say, well, message me on Kick, and they'd put their, you know, whatever profile name.
I guess it's like a phone thing? I don't even know.
But I mean, it's just a different fucking app for texting and shit, right? You know, I mean, I could do all that same shit on my normal service. I don't know what the fucking point is. And so I'm going to let that guy suck my dick. So that'll be good.
I thought we were just going to be friends. I guess that's what friends do.
That's what friends do, man. Come on. Next up. Don't be like a fucking chick and all of a sudden, oh, no, it means something. Two dudes can't blow each other? We're fucking buddies.
Next up, teach me some gymnastics, ? Smiley face. Male for woman, 26. I've been wanting to learn some gymnastics. Just some basics will do. You know, I at least want to learn how to flip, laugh out loud. It'd be something to incorporate into my martial arts style. Don't have to be a teacher. Just experience, interested. Reply back and we'll chat.
How many fucking gymnasts are out there? And if it's code for fucking, that's a horrible code.
It's not even a code. I think he thinks he's got a thing for gymnasts.
Who doesn't?
And you know that, I mean, we've all tried it. Ulterior motives for dudes is one of the most popular ways to get a woman. You say, hey, you want to study in the library? And then I try to, then in my head, I'm going to be so funny and witty during our study sessions that you're going to want to go out.
I'm going to win her over. So look, listen, this is what you do. She agrees. You're hanging out. You're studying. You're being clever. She's enjoying herself. And then, you know, it's a progression. Hey, you hungry? You want to get something to eat? She's up for it. Great. Now I'm being clever and witty. I'm doing all the right things. But she's at ease because this isn't a date. We study. Now we're getting something to eat.
We're study pals.
Perfectly reasonable. Her guard is down.
Just like in this ad, we're just gymnastic buddies.
I know.
I'm teaching them a couple moves.
In the 80s, there's a movie called Gymkata where it's like karate mixed with gymnastics. Pretty good. For, you know, those kind of 80s karate movies. He's probably trying to
bad,
he's
okay.
trying to develop that. That's my bet.
He's just trying to look for an in. A few weeks of them teacher, you know, and that's what it is, you know?
And the thing is, when you're doing physical shit like that, you're all going to be wearing skimpy outfits. I'm going to have my hands on you. You're going to have your hands on me because we're helping each other
Listen,
out.
I used to try out girl singers when I had a band. And then, you know.
Yeah, what do you think you were doing that for?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The guy's like, you know, she can't even sing. I had this one girl, she refused. She's tried out for the band. She's supposed to try out. I met up with her and stuff, and she's like, all right, we're going to come over to the band practice, and, you know, we'll try you out with singing. She refused. She goes, I'm not really comfortable singing.
Do you want to be a singer in this
band?
And
the guy's like, what the fuck? They hated her. I'm like, whoa.
Give her a fucking chance, man. Yeah. All right, calm down.
So, you know,
she needs to ease into it.
I think I made out with her a couple times, and she, like, turned me down after that. Which is weird.
Turned you down for more makeout, or?
For, yeah. I'm like, well, and she's like, no. You just want to fuck me, like.
Yeah, I know, but still, wouldn't that be fun?
I'm like, no, we can be together forever.
I got the ring in my pocket. Oh shit, those are my other pants, but I got it at home. Probably. Mm-hmm. All right, what else we got?
Next up, keep in mind we're in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Heading to the Atlantic Ocean, parentheses, beach this afternoon. Male for woman, 45, West Cleveland.
I assumed it was going to be the beach, that you weren't just going to fucking jump in the middle of the ocean. I got a sub over there.
Hello, I'm heading out to the Atlantic Ocean this afternoon to spend the day, Saturday, at the beach. I'm looking for a female to go with me. Let me know. First of all...
Hey, would you like to go with a stranger to the beach?
You're forgetting one bikinis. Thing. Cleveland, Ohio is what, I don't know, six...
Like 6 hours away from the beach?
Six hours. Try 600 miles.
Oh, really?
We're like 6 hours from the ocean. Huh. At least 6 or 7.
How far are we... So how far
are we... Cleveland's another 2 or 3 hours away from us.
We're like 10 hours away.
You want to how are you spending the... I don't know. Does he mean the beach there and he's just calling it the Atlantic Ocean? I don't know. Does he know that that's Lake Erie that that he lives by? This is just some confused guy.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's the Atlantic Ocean.
Either way, I don't want to hang out with him.
He takes a boat across. He's in Canada. He thinks he's in England. Wow, merry old England.
Hello there.
I mean, I don't know what this guy's fucking doing.
Eh, whatever. You know he's not getting any fucking takers. Even if he's going to, like, someplace close or a fucking 10-hour drive.
What time is
drive.
He leaving to get to the beach on time?
2 days before.
You'd have to leave at midnight. Then finally you get there like 10 a.m., you're fucking spent, but now there's a day at the beach and...
Yeah, now you fucking lay down on the sand. Whatever,
you drove to Jersey Shore or something.
What the fuck, dude?
It makes no sense.
Take a nap on the beach. It's awesome.
I'm going to run back, like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Cleveland's nowhere near the ocean.
I didn't say it was.
Is he like a little kid? You know, like, little kids call things that aren't accurate, but you just kind of let it go? Like, the Atlantic Ocean. Like, oh, it's funny. Tommy thinks it's the Atlantic Ocean. Now he's a 45-year-old man, and no one's ever fucking told him that's Lake Erie.
Yeah, if he was never corrected his whole life, how would he know? Give him a fucking break.
I don't know, it's weird.
A little judgmental.
Lesbian in search of friends. Woman for woman, 42.
What the fuck? you could only have female friends? A guy can be your fucking friend, too.
Can we read the
she's
the
a
ad?
She's a fucking homophobe. No, she's a heterophobe.
Hello there, I am an artist professionally. And a lesbian, come on, there we go. All artists are lesbians, aren't they?
Pretty
much. All lesbians are artists?
Pretty much, yeah. Interchangeable.
Hello there. I'm an artist professionally for many years. Just recently got into real estate. Okay.
Then you're not a fucking artist.
If you're that great of an artist and you're doing it professionally, you wouldn't need to get into real estate because
you
already made enough money.
You're a professional artist. That means you make fucking money. Meanwhile, I'm in real estate. No, you're not a fucking professional
artist. I do not like people who call themselves anything. Musician, comedian.
You know what it is? She
made... Magician, farmer. If you don't make enough money to live on and you need a second job, then you're not that thing. I'm sorry.
She made a little bit of money with her art. She probably sold a
couple... Or none.
She might have sold a couple paintings. That's why she'll say professional. I'm a professional. I've made money. But you're not a professional artist, lady. Come on.
I've had many long-term friends over the years, but been friends with them for over 20-plus years, but felt... Best we part ways. I'm in a different stage of my life, and I don't drink or do drugs or don't party at all. Party all night.
Well, party half the night. Come on, compromise.
A lot of my friends are far away now. That's why they parted ways. Like, if you're gonna move somewhere else, if you're gonna go to the ocean with that other guy, fuck it.
It's a fucking 10-hour drive. I can't visit. I got shit to do.
And I'm looking to meet people with similar interests. I like nature, so walking or biking, camping is a wonderful place to center myself. Like new age stuff and nature. This woman can...
Hey, you wanna check out my crystal collection? Because I'm into new age shit too.
I lost respect for this woman because
focus my
either this is a fake of some sort, or she is like hardly any grasp of the English language. Language. I love water sport, jet skiing, and boating.
Water sport, I'm gonna piss all over. Yeah, I'm into water sports too.
I love water sport, jet skiing, and boating, hang out at beach. This sounds like a fake because it's a lot of like foreign like...
I like hang out at the beach, yes?
You're missing some of the words.
Yeah.
Photography and sculpting airbrush. .. I like beach, volleyball, basketball, softball. .. I like plays and musicals. Space, comma, oh. Space. Seeing a good movie.
She likes space?
I can watch most stuff, but no scary movies. I like most music, too. Country is my favorite and top of 40 stuff.
But you know what? Why are you assuming she's
I
not...
I don't like heavy metal or gangster rap, Mark.
Why are you assuming she's not a foreigner? She very well could be.
The picture doesn't seem to be foreigner.
She could be, like, Russian. I know she's blonde.
I don't know what she is.
She's from Yugoslavia.
I can get along with a 20-year-old and keep up with them as well. No, you can't because you're not into partying and drugs that and is, staying that, up all night.
Yeah, that's why you're not friends with your former friends. Yeah.
As well as a 50-year-old, the only thing I ask is that you be young at heart. I'm a lesbian and I hope that doesn't bother you. I have plenty of straight friends and I know how to control myself around a straight girl. Laugh out loud, no worries. I'm kind of considerate of others, but I have a big heart and I love with every ounce of me. When I like you as a friend, there is nothing I wouldn't do.
You know what's
including
funny?
Including oral sex. Obviously.
When somebody physically has a big heart, it's a pretty big...
it's a medical issue.
Yeah, it's a pretty big condition. Because, I mean, if you have an enlarged heart, I mean, you can die.
Mm-hmm.
But to figuratively have a big heart...
You'd think having a large heart would be better. Like,
yeah,
what? It's huge.
Why wouldn't it be better?
It pumps so much blood.
I know. It pumps it stronger and faster. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't that be a good
thing?
It's
so strong, it only has to pump like once a day. Boom. It's good enough.
The blood's just fucking gushing through.
Yep. And I hope I find someone special, people that feel the same. Thanks for taking time out to read. In between like every two words is a dot, dot, dot.
I know somebody who does that. Like, they don't know what the dot, dot, dot is for, so they just use it like all the time.
That means that there should be some words. The ellipsis means that there's some parts in the middle, and you're telling me that you're skipping it to, you know, shorten it up a little bit. That's all it's for. But now people just use it to give pregnant pauses in writing.
Yeah, that's how.
Which is not a proper way to use it. Tell me more about you. Don't be shy, and I won't attach a pic. I will attach a picture if you send one with your email. I'm very funny and easygoing. I can get along with most people.
I'm sure you are.
I have a large 4-bed, 4-bath home. Looking to that's a lot of fucking rooms.
4 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms? Why would every bedroom has a bathroom? Huh. That's pretty nice.
And looking possibly for a room. Listen, I'll be a roomie. I'll
yeah,
trust that.
Shit.
I'm not a lesbian, but...
Will you accept straight men?
It's quiet and peaceful.
I don't think she will. I told you, she's a
no
heterophobe.
No drama here. I am out and about a lot, during the summer especially, so not at home much. Dot, dot.
That's perfect. It's perfect roommate material.
You would have your own private bed and a bath, and there's a large... You'd have your own private bed and bath, and there's a large eat-in kitchen. What do you mean, an eat-in kitchen?
Can I eat in the kitchen? No. No, you can't.
With island and a nice-sized sunroom and living room and library.
Hold on.
A large deck for BBQ and gazebo looking over a ravine.
This is a fucking scam. And let me tell you why.
All right.
She said she was getting into fucking real estate. She's not asking for a roommate. She's trying to drum up business. Because why is she describing this great fucking apartment?
It's an apartment. It's going to be
a house. Home, whatever.
What apartment has 4 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms?
I don't know. Run out of house. I don't know. But it's a scam. Oh, by the way, I'm getting into real estate. Ooh, here's this place I know about. Believe this shit.
Next up, keep in mind we're in strictly platonic, so no sex. Any woman want to come by and have a seat? I know this will be flagged, but where are the women that love to sit on a guy's face? Swing by, get on, get off, then leave. No strings, just a free O from me to you.
Yeah, that's still platonic. I don't want a relationship.
Mark, any kind of sexual contact ends the platonic relationship.
I disagree.
You're wrong.
You can have that opinion, and I respect you for it.
Mm.
That's a lie, I don't.
420 best friends, smiley face, male woman for male woman, 182 mentor.
The dude looks like a kid.
The dude looks like a kid?
Yeah, the guy, the male in the picture looks very young.
They look gross, these two.
Yeah, the chick looks good.
We are best friends, man, gay and single, and I taken but bi. This is fucking weird.
How old are they, do they say?
So there's... No, it doesn't say. It says 182.
They're 182?
That's what
pretty
it says.
Huh. Is you that their what? Weight?
Maybe that's some kind of code.
Maybe they're both 18, 182.
I don't know if it's
with the 18 and the 2.
I don't know if they just messed up and put an extra 2, or is there like some like 182 means like paid sex or drug deals or something. I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
We're best friends, a man who's gay and single, and I taken but bi.
All right, they just want somebody to smoke weed with?
Are looking for some friends to kick it with. Hopefully looking for a boyfriend for my friend. He's a huge sweetheart and is down-to-earth kind of guy. He's one of the coolest friends he's one of my closest friends, and yes, has seen me naked multiple times. What is it? How's that relevant to anything?
I don't know. I think that's to entice you to be their friend. It's like, hey, listen, I mean, if you're our friend, you're probably going to see me naked too, I guess. Probably. I don't know. I mean, he's seen me plenty of times. I don't know. I mean, if you're around, you're going to see me. I'm taken, though, but, you know, but hey,
in this case, wouldn't you be a gay guy going after this dude?
No. It's not. They're looking for friends. She'd like a boyfriend for her gay friend, but that's not necessarily what they're going to get. Like, listen, I'm a straight dude, but I like to hang. Dude looks cool. I'll be his buddy.
Where's her boyfriend or girl, whoever she's dating now? Where are they while she's hanging out with this gay guy and his gay guy's boyfriend?
And she's naked all the time, just wandering around, getting high.
Also, it says male woman. So this is making no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. Possibly an internet scam. I don't know.
We're 420 friendly and everything else friendly. All right, I'm bringing my H over. And drinkers, if you're interested in chilling, email me.
I'm going to get in touch with them and, you know, see what they're all about. I'll let you know if it's a scam or not.
That's what Mark does. That's his new business. He shows up to your Craigslist meetings
first.
Yeah,
and I'll let you know if it's a scam.
All right, I didn't get murdered and she let me fuck her, so you can come by.
Yeah, listen, for all you guys, now you know it's safe. Okay? Mm. There you go. That's a good business. That's a good business model.
Here's a dude looking for someone to cook, eat, and relax with. I want to spend an evening at home, but not alone. Would like to cook a meal with a great guy and enjoy a relaxing meal at my home. We cook, or you watch, assist while I cook. Have something to drink, eat, and relax. Probably a nice night to eat outside. I'm not a gourmet, but I like to prepare and share a meal. I'm a professional white guy. Again, these guys are they get paid to be white.
I know.
I've been waiting my whole life and no one's giving me a fucking cent.
A rookie white guy. Amateur. Look at this guy. He doesn't make money
doing
shit.
I'm an amateur white guy.
Yeah. One day.
One day I hope to be a professional. Like I said, you can't say you're a white guy if you're not getting paid for it.
It's true.
This guy's clean, non-smoker, no drugs, talkative, yet a good listener. In shape, 50s, nice home on the west side by the lake or the Atlantic Ocean if you're somebody else in this section.
Why? Who knows?
Recently divorced. So you can assume a professional guy, in shape, athletic, not overweight. As I am only 130 pounds, 5'7". What a twerp.
Yeah, he really is. He's
send a
twink.
Note, your stats, a photo, I'll send mine. This does not mean the photo, stock photo. I mean selective, so write a... If you're looking for just a friend, who gives a fuck what he looks like?
I don't want ugly friends, all right? Call me shallow. I like attractive friends.
You know, though, when you see a person...
Nude.
When you see a person with someone who's, like, ugly or whatever...
Yeah, you're like... Why are they together?
Also say, like, that must be a good person, because they don't...
I don't. That whole good person thing does never cross my fucking mind.
Someone who puts up with people who are, you know, disgusting...
I'm just confused. Huh.
I said they're a nice person.
Do you
Larry really? David had that same joke, so I'm not the only one thinking this.
Honestly, you see... Like, if you see, I don't know, a guy with a really ugly chick, you think... What a nice guy.
Yeah.
Really?
He's going for the personality more, which is probably the way you should do it, right?
When I see, like, a super skinny dude with an overweight, really ugly
chick... I know what you
think.
It's stupid. That's called a stereotype, Mark.
It's a gay dude, though. But mostly it is, because the girl, she's happy to hang out with a guy. He's gay. And he has no problem hanging out with her. Because, you know, listen... She's just some chick. You know, I'm a gay dude. I'm into guys. Straight guys. I'm not hanging out with her because I don't want people to think that's my fucking girl.
Mm, I don't know, man.
I do.
All right, to finish off the show, let's head into the...
Finish me off.
We're heading into Misconnections, everyone's favorite section.
I mugged you 3 weeks ago.
First up, mission failed. I was swept up in the helmet mosh pit, wishing you had completed your mission. Sad face.
What the fuck is that?
Was Helmet in town? I didn't even know they were touring anymore.
I guess. Makes no fucking sense.
This guy was in Mentor. That was the place we were in earlier, I think, where the 420 people were. I was redhead looking at televisions at Best Buy and Mentor, male for woman, 43.
The one picture of the chick of the 420 when she had red hair. I think he's looking for her.
Could be. I was in the television section at Best Buy and Mentor on Tuesday, August 12th, when I saw you. This was around 6 p.m. You ended up buying a television. Man, how long did he stare at her? That's like a lot. Cause you got to find the guy. Like, I'll buy this TV.
It takes a while. They gotta get it in the back. And okay, go drive around up front, and we'll have somebody out there. Yeah.
You are a redhead. Looks to be in your 40s in age, and very pretty. I wish I had said hello.
Hi, you're pretty.
Because that'll solve everything. You just say hello.
I know. That would be your wife today. Yeah.
Here's one that this guy will... this is impossible. 44 and 90 split going west. Woman for male, Concord. To the hot guy in the other truck, we were waiting at the light off the 94-44 split. I smiled at you as I pulled up. You pulled up more so I could get a good look back. I had to look and smile at least two more times before I turned right. I liked you making me smile. What color was my truck?
The dude was like driving across country.
Usually you don't have girls in these ones. It's weird.
Yeah.
That's a rare loser one. Yeah.
I know.
Well, let's finish it up with one more.
We already did. You said finish it up like two times.
Where are you going to finish it up? I said we're going to finish up with this section. We met through an online chat room. Male for woman, 48, Cleveland. She wrote that she was looking for some freedom. A way to feel and express herself. She was a prisoner. Trapped in a marriage or relationship. She did not say which. Same thing, I think. She did not want to talk about him. I had the impression that she was bound to him through circumstances, a child, not love. Now circumstances have changed. Perhaps the child is in school and the man away on work regularly.
Yeah, or maybe somebody
kidnapped her days were her own, finally, and she wanted to find some freedom. Our first meeting was in a grocery store. She described to me what she would be wearing and how we would gently bump our carts into each other. If we were both
fucking
interested...
Fucking watch it, lady!
If we were both interested in nothing more. She was much smaller than me, maybe 5'2 to my 5'10. She was winsome, shy-looking, and dark bangs hiding her eyes. There was some foreign, almost fairy-like about her.
I think she was magic.
Are fairies foreign? There's no American fairies?
The thing is, there aren't. I mean, the fairies we do have here in America, they're from other countries. I mean, some of them, they've gotten their citizenship, but they're not technically American.
Asian, European, Eastern European. She was not attractive by everyday standards.
I mean, yes, she was ugly, but she was willing to have sex with me. So that counts for a lot.
And yet
that added like 3 points.
Yet I was attracted to her. Her dark hair and eyes, her tomboy physique. She barely looked at me. She hardly smiled, and then our carts rubbed up on each other. I felt the vibration roll up my arms and my back. As she walked past me and down the aisle, I felt the warmth in her scent. Cinnamon spice. Now, wouldn't it be embarrassing if you planned, like, I'm running to your car, but someone else runs into your car?
I mean, like, that can fucking happen.
Hey, how's it going? Like, all right, excuse me.
And I just follow you the rest of the time, eyeing you.
Her boyfriend was like, what are you doing, fucker? And he starts kicking her ass.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know how kinky you were. I like this.
Yeah, yeah. Get a beating. All right, let me jerk off while you're beating me. I had to gather myself. Did this really happen? I wondered to myself, why now? I've been buried in my research for the past 15 years.
Research? What are you researching, dude?
My wife and I having grown apart now in my late 40s, I'd given up thoughts of pursuing women or finding the promise of pleasure. Perhaps in my own way, I was a prisoner as well. This woman who could not have been more than 30 had just given me the green light, and I hadn't a clue what to do next. Well, usually when there's a green light, you just go, you know?
That is true.
I turned to see her make the end of the aisle. What does that even mean?
Get to the end.
Yeah, you can set it better, I think.
Yeah.
Turn the corner and disappear. I turned back, and as I pushed my cart towards the front of the store, I noticed a small light blue paper folded in the shape of a cup sitting on the bottom of the cart.
Origami.
It hadn't been there before. I reached for it, picked it up. It smelled of cinnamon. Opening up, I found a handwritten note with the name
Fuck you. Local
apartment store, second floor, men's department, a date and a time. What the
fuck? So what's the point of this?
It's a fucking story? What is this?
Oh.
Fucking...
This asshole thinks he's fucking creative.
Fuck that.
Nah.
Fuck you. This is the Hot Shot Whiz
Cleveland.
Kids.
Cleveland. I'm never going to Cleveland.
I go to Cleveland regularly, but besides
no, that. Not anymore. This did it.
No,
fuck it.
That's you, man.
Nope. Now you're not allowed. Sorry, dude.
Go there tomorrow.
They brought it on themselves. Right, they did it. HotShotWizKids.com. Facebook, Twitter, tell a friend.